Yeah, there's it's the mind is so used to give meaning to everything. Yeah. It's really unbelievable not to give meaning to anything.
Yeah. It's made to be so important, this mind. Especially when it refers to me. Then it's very important. You know, for example, this experience you were describing before, when you experience this time of no identity, thought then comes in and says, that was my experience, and now it's gone, and I need that back. I want that back for me. And things will be better for me if that comes back. But why do you even need it back?
And then it's a lie, anyhow, because it was there when there was no mind.
I mean,
and now the mind is using this to...
turn it into something special for me.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a joke. So all we can do is laugh, you know. Laugh at how complicated we make it. How serious. I mean, all there is really is just this simple sensation or this sound right now. That's all there is. That's all we know. We don't know what it means. We don't know why it's happening, who it's happening to. All we know is what is happening. All that we experience is this sensation, this feeling. That's it.
Yeah, the mind is always telling me that things are easier if I keep something in mind, like being relaxed, like...
I need to remember it
and
hold on to it.
Then everything is fine and much easier. And
yeah, but actually what I'm saying is forget it. You can't remember it. All you can remember it is a concept. And that's not it. So it's okay to forget all the concepts. Because actually, this is only ever known right now. A concept is a kind of way of trying to remember the past. And then that concept is just an image of the past, a kind of flat image, meaningless image. This is only ever recognized right now, fresh, alive, raw, real. It's not about relying on some memory or concept or past experience. That's the vulnerability of it, that it is absolutely freshly recognized now.
Nothing more to say.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
What happened for you that your ego is dissolved?
Nothing. Nothing happened for me. If I was to tell you what happened for me, that would actually be saying that the ego is absolutely real right now. This me, which is also called the ego, is real and alive right now, but it's not. And it's not there either. There is never any reality to this ego. It's just that we assume that it is real. So all that I could say that happened was a seeing that these assumptions are just a joke.
And what happened that there was the seeing this assumption is a joke?
There was an investigation. An investigation into what is true. No? I checked it out. Is there any reality to this assumption that there is someone here? And this is for you to check out as well. Like a scientist, check out what you know to be true when you don't believe in thought. And if you don't believe in thought, you see that the reality is that there's just sitting here, looking, sounds, sensations. That's it. Ego? What's that?
Yes, I can understand this intellectual, but for the usual life, it's not practicable for me now, at the moment.
Okay. So somehow you have an idea of how it should be in your normal life?
Yes, I have an idea.
And what's that?
Yes, that the joke is seen that the life is lived without thoughts about everything. Yes, I don't know to explain.
So somehow that there would be a more flowing experience, more easy, less thought.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But these experiences come and go, as I was saying earlier. And this idea that it's not perfect right now, as it is, including all the stress and the thought and the discomfort, that idea creates more stress, more searching, waiting for one day when it will be perfect. But there is no one day. There is no future. There is only, literally, right now. Looking. That's all. It will never get any better than right now. What I'm talking about is the end of hope. Really. The end of hoping that one day it will be better.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's so easy when you say it's just the end of hope.
Yeah. It sounds depressing for thought. Thought imagines that as being very depressing. Because we have this idea that we should always be hopeful. It's a kind of religious idea in a way. But actually, hope creates so much pain and longing. And hope carries with it the idea that what is right now isn't good enough. There is no hope at all. This is it. There is no time. You know? So seeing that there is no time, you actually see that there's no hope. It goes together. If there is no future, what is there to hope for?
What do you mean by there is no time? I mean, okay, I can be dead the next moment, that's right, but...
I'm saying that there is no the next moment. It is a paradox, for sure, and this is something that is confusing for the mind, because it seems as if one thing leads to another. It seems as if we make plans and then they happen.
Or not.
Or not, yeah. But what I'm saying is that even though there is this timeline that seems to go on, actually, all there ever is right now. It's a crazy paradox that doesn't make sense. But this horizontal timeline with an imagined or remembered past and imagined future are a construct, a thought, imagination. Right now, we project the future in our imagination and we remember the past. But all we actually know is right now.
But the thought of the future is real in the moment, because I can think this, or this thought can be thought.
Yes. Yes, but what is actually real is the thought and the image of what we call the future. The image is happening right now. The thought is only happening right now. See, it doesn't mean that the future is happening or will happen, but the imagination of the future is happening right now. And same with the memory of the past, that's happening right now.
And to think of the future is only sometimes practical, because maybe I'm planning to travel, then okay, then yeah. I think when I get this train, then I can get this flight or things like this. I also make then an image in my head of the future, but this can be practical. This is of any, there is a use of it, because then I can plan. But usually, or the most of the thoughts of the future are not necessary.
Yes, but also they are entertaining. None of it is necessary. Life plays a game. It imagines a possible future, like watching a movie. You go to the cinema and you watch a movie. This is the same thing. We don't need to go to the cinema. We have so many movies playing. Memories of the past and imagined possible futures. It's great. And it's free. You don't even have to pay. If we make it a problem and we say we should never imagine the future, then this becomes this problem and we have to try to stop it every time. Hard work. That's not necessary. Just seeing the nature of it. Seeing that it doesn't actually mean anything. That even if there is an imagination of the future, this imagination of the future is happening now. It never disturbs the present. See, if we have an idea that we need to try to always be in the moment, we need to try to always be present, then we try not to think of the future or to remember the past. But if you recognize that your true nature is always presence, and that that includes any imagination of anything else, future or past or anything, then nothing is a problem. It's all welcome to be here, because it doesn't mean anything. It's just images appearing in presence.
But to be with these images, or to be with one of these images, isn't it a hindrance to be in the present, just to feel what is right now?
A hindrance if you imagine the future?
Yeah. So if I'm thinking about the future, I cannot feel the chair where I'm sitting on. Or
yeah, but you're feeling the image of the future. That is happening presently. Why do you need to feel the sensation of the chair? It has no more presence than the imagined future.
Because the image of the future is not real.
Yeah, but the chair is not real either. It's a sensation felt.
The sensation is, but the sensation is real or not?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is really that nothing is a problem. You know, the minute we make something a problem, then it's a problem for me. Again, I have a problem. I am someone special with a problem. And again, the whole game goes on.
Then we're in the same prison.
What's that?
Then we are in the same prison.
Yeah. The believing that I am someone, that there is a real separate identity.